This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift has wrapped the North American leg of her Eras tour, and she and Ed Sheeran had a reunion and met for dinner at the members-only club Zero Bond in New York. Swift wore a rust-toned dress with a satin skirt and black platform loafers, while Sheeran wore his typical uniform, a white t-shirt and black jeans. Hey Ed, maybe it's time you bought some decent clothes? Britney Spears looked downcast just days after her shocking split from estranged husband Sam Asghari. The toxic singer was seen grabbing a bite to eat at Dave's Hot Chicken in Oxnard, California. Spears, 41, was seen leaving the restaurant clutching an alcoholic beverage called a Buzzballs Chiller. Geez, maybe she should be taking an antibiotic for that. The Weeknd shattered another show record while performing at London's Wembley Stadium as part of his After Hours Till Dawn tour. Yeah, he broke Wembley Stadium's record for sales with their traditional concert setup, with the stage at one end of the stadium with 87,000 tickets sold. Wow, pretty good for a guy that still can't feel his face. Rihanna has given birth to her and rapper ASAP Rocky's second baby. The duo secretly welcomed a baby boy on August 3rd in LA, and no one actually here leaked that news. You'll recall that the 35-year-old Fenty Beauty owner kept her pregnancy under wraps until her Super Bowl 2023 halftime show back in February. That girl's good at keeping secrets. Jennifer Aniston says she would try almost anything to look young. The 53-year-old actress said she even tried the latest hot fad, a Korean facial skin treatment using salmon sperm. Yep, this in addition to her weekly peptide injections. She swears by the peptide, but isn't sure about the salmon sperm. Seriously, you can't make this shit up.
Dead or alive?
Actress Brittany Murphy starred in such hit films as Clueless and 8 Mile with Eminem. Dead or alive? Dead. Murphy was 32 when she died of acute pneumonia and anemia in 2009. Her husband died 5 months later from the same causes. Her mother blamed mold in their Hollywood Hills home for contributing to their deaths. Aww. Justin Bieber is thinking about leaving his longtime manager, Scooter Braun. Well, Demi Lovato announced that she and Braun had parted ways, then Ariana Grande issued a statement that she too would be leaving. Looks like Taylor Swift saw through him first, and now the rest are catching up. Scooter then jokingly posted that he would no longer be managing himself. Good. The California Court of Appeal ruled that Leaving Neverland documentary subjects Wade Robson and James Safechuck can go to court against Michael Jackson's companies. Robson alleges that Jackson began sexually abusing him when he was 7 years old in 1990 and continued to do so for 7 years. Safechuck's alleged sexual abuse began in 1988 when he was 10. Yuck. Jonah Hill's ex-girlfriend, Sarah Brady, claims she was hospitalized on an involuntary mental hold and treated like a street dog just weeks after accusing the actor of emotional abuse. Not kidding. She says she was strapped down by medical workers who treated her like a wild animal while she remained a human being. Boy, Jonah, you sure can pick up.
Idiot of the Week.
Kid Rock was seen drinking Bud Light mere months after the musician shot up cases of the beer in his transphobic rant against influencer Dylan Mulvaney. He had posted a video of him shooting 3 cases of the Anheuser-Busch beer as he declared "F*** Bud Light and F*** Anheuser-Busch" while wearing a MAGA hat. Hypocritical idiot. Universal's raunchy canine comedy Strays had a weak $8.3 million opening, finishing in fifth place behind Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles' Mutant Mayhem. It's the latest R-rated comedy to fall flat at the box office. Because of the strike, the voice cast, including Will Ferrell and Jamie Foxx, were not able to promote it, so it ended up being a dog. Lizzo's current backup dancers have expressed support for the singer, thanking her for shattering limitations and kicking in the doorway for them as the artist faces a lawsuit from former dancers accusing her of sexual harassment. Lizzo's dance troupe, known as the Big Girls, said they have had the time of their lives. But were they paid to post that? Bethany Frankel's lawyers are demanding that NBC, Universal, and Bravo allow reality TV stars to break their non-disclosure agreements to reveal alleged mistreatment. Frankel says they want to reveal racism, sexism, sexual violence, revenge porn, child labor, forced intoxication, and psychological, emotional, and physical abuse. Welcome to reality TV. NSYNC has gotten back together to create new music for the Trolls film franchise. Justin Timberlake, JC Chazet, Joey Fatone, Chris Kirkpatrick, and Lance Bass are set to release a new song for the upcoming movie Trolls Band Together in theaters November 17th. Do they really need the money? Or are a couple of them just having trouble getting by? Bye.
The Trash Bin.
Britney Spears shared a video of herself rolling around in bed wearing only pink panties and black knee-high boots while covering her breasts with her hands. She later shared another video from her night out with a group of men, one of whom licked her leg as she wore a green mini dress and knee-high white boots. We're still trying to unsee that.
The news wrap-up.
New York City has banned TikTok on all government devices. The global smartphone market will hit a decade low in 2023, but Apple will take the top spot. Mortgage rates in the U.S. have hit their highest point since 2000. According to a Bankrate study, Iowa is considered the best state to retire to in 2023. Sorry, Iowa, but are they on crack?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Barbie, back on top of the box office.
The number one album.
Travis Scott's Utopia is the best-selling album for the fourth week.
The number one app.
Once again, it's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
Tom Lake by Ann Patchett is the best-selling fiction book.
25-year-old Paul Russell is a singer, rapper, and songwriter, and his partial song blew up on TikTok over the summer. Yes, I said partial. Even before finishing writing the song, a snippet that he uploaded to TikTok went viral. Boy, did it ever. The partial song, sampling the 1976 hit Best of My Love by The Emotions, has become one of the songs of summer. That snippet has already received 5 million views. He resigned from his desk job as a senior business strategist for a capital markets and software company, and he signed a record deal with Arista Records. Oh, and he's completed his song, which we love. Here's Paul Russell with the song of the week, Lil Boo Thang.
Put a little gold in the teeth and the fit good, so I took the doors out the deep. Okay, I see a brother holding your seat, no beef, but I'm trying to get the noise released. Don't take my talking to your own. I can keep it chill like the Sauvignon Blunt. I'ma keep it real when your man long gone. If you're looking for a friend and you got the wrong song, baby girl, what's good? What's with ya? If you book tonight, that's fiction. I'm outside, no pictures. You want me? Go figure. To the back. To the front, you a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. Hey, to the back, to the front, you a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. You my little boo thing, so I don't give a hoot what you do say, girl. I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl. I know. Tell 'em I'm next. Tell 'em you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell 'em I'm next. Tell 'em you find a little something too fresh. I know. Oh, oh.
That was Paul Russell with the song of the week, Lil Boo Thang. follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.